So my name is Arshdeep, and I'm interviewing you today for the Hear Hear Our Breedom stories. And I'm positive that your stories will make it on the page.
Great.
So this is why I'm main purpose of this interview today.
Okay.
So could you just please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Chris Early. I am the interpretive biologist and education coordinator at the Arboretum.
Okay, perfect. So could you describe what is in front of you and what you see around you?
So what I'm looking at right now is the J.C. Taylor Nature Center, which has been here since 1978, I believe. It's a Borden Batten building. That's actually all been replaced at least once, so once while I've been here. And it's where we do a lot of our educational programming. So everything from when I started here, we did a lot of maple syrup programming here. We've done K-6 programs, as well as 7-8 programs and high school programs, elder hostel groups, all kinds of different programs I've done in this building.
Okay. Nice. So, could you describe a memory that comes to your mind when you see this place or someone mentions this place?
I guess one of the first memories that I think of is before, when I was an undergraduate student, I took a course called Nature Interpretation, and this is where we did our labs. So we actually had our labs in this building every Tuesday and Thursday of the week, and it was just so nice to be able to come out here and take a university class that wasn't in some small room on campus. It was like right out in nature in a funky building, and I really enjoyed that. And that's one of the reasons why I ended up staying here and working here.
Okay, and how does this experience and memory make you feel?
It makes me feel, well, nostalgic, just because I'm so old, but also just happy, because it's happy memories that have happened here. It's been a great place to be.
Okay. Do you visit this place often?
Yeah, so I'm sort of in charge of the Nature Center. Since the pandemic, we haven't been using it as much as we used to use it, just because things aren't back to normal programming wise. When I started here, my office actually was in the basement of this building, so I was here every day for that. But for a long time, I was here every day anyway, teaching different programs.
Okay, since you've been coming to this place since undergrad, right?
Yeah.
How does this affect you and like the work that you do now?
Well, it affects me because it allows me, when I'm trying to, so my job as the interpretive biologist is to connect people to the natural world here. And so depending on the situation or the group, I may want to have an indoor space to do that, or an indoor space where I can do part of it inside and part of it outside. And so the Nature Center is all part of my inventory of options that I have with different classes and different age groups.
Okay, that's cool. So how would you describe this place in terms of like how it's changed over time, like, you know, since a span of these years?
Yeah, so when I used to volunteer here as an undergrad student. So I used to help with a program called Junior Naturalists, which was an after-school program. And back then, this building had a Nature Center rabbit named Willow, who ran around the building. She had the whole inside of the building as her sort of area. And we had the maple syrup program. So in this room, this is actually our sugar shack. So in this room, and the building was designed for this, it had an evaporator where we evaporated the sap to make it into syrup, and we would collect the sap from Victoria Woods, which is right beside us here. So that's how it sort of started, and now we don't do the maple syrup program anymore because it was a little bit hard on the forest.
Okay.
We don't do as many school programs. Back when I was hired to teach the school programs and design them, and so we would have 6,000 students here a year, taking different programs. And now we still have students coming, but it's not a full-time part of what the Nature Center is doing.
Okay, so obviously, like, the activities have changed, right? Since first you started, you were here with the Nature Center?
This building used to be more, it was open on the weekends as well. So on the weekends, it was open for general public people to just come in and look at the displays and visit with the rabbit and ask us nature questions, and we do little hikes. Okay. Whereas now it's a little bit more classroom space. So we use it more for camps, classes, workshops, that type of thing.
So it's definitely changed in physical appearance too.
Yeah, on the inside for sure. Okay. On the outside, not as much. The outside still looks pretty close to what it looked like when I started.
Is it from the inside, so is it more spacious now?
Yeah, we tried to
and just more like design maintained.
Yeah, so it was a little bit more classroom-like than display-like. Okay. But we still set it up so that you could still display things.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a little bit. The setup now is more instructional as opposed to sort of more passive and active, I guess, learning. So, you know, it is definitely different than it was when I started here.
Okay, that's nice. How about the feeling and the smell that you get, you know, versus now and then?
Right. So back then, for quite a while, I would say for at least 2 months of the year, if not 3 months, the Nature Center had a very maple syrupy smell because we had the maple syrup program. For a few years, it had a honey smell because we had an indoor beehive. So part of the display that we had was a beehive where we could open up a door and look through glass to watch the bees. And they had a tube that they would go in and out of from outside of the Nature Center into the hive. And so you would walk in and you would smell this sweet honey smell and a bit of a wax sort of smell. So that would be one of the differences, is that smell isn't here anymore.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Do you have any more stories?
Oh, lots of stories. I'm just trying to think. Like, we've done everything out here because we've covered all different age groups. With Willow the rabbit, who used to be here, we used to play tag with Willow the rabbit.
Okay.
And so, like, she had a great time and was really good with the kids and that type of thing.
Yeah.
We've done, just outside the building, actually, where we're standing and around the corner, we've done lots of moffing, where we come out here at night and turn on a black light and have it shine on a white sheet, and that attracts moths. And so we've attracted over 800 moth species to this building.
Oh, wow.
So it's like an incredibly biodiverse area that we're in.
Yeah.
Also, with the Goslin Wildlife Gardens, ever since I've been here, the Goslin Wildlife Gardens have been here. And so it's a neat thing to have a building that's associated with a garden that's actually showcasing backyards that you can have associated with your home building.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of a cool thing, too.
Yeah, that is. Okay, well, I guess our interview here comes to an end.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your time and being so kind and sharing all these stories.
Yeah.
Are there any last statements you'd like to make about the place or about your memories?
I think it's an important thing for a university to be able to have a place like this, because most universities do not have like a nature center.
Yes.
And so I think that's going to become more and more important as hands-on learning and experiential learning it's a big thing at the university now, but now it's even bigger. And yet it's something that we've been doing ever since the Arboretum started. All the programs we do have been hands-on and experiential.
Yes.
So it's nice that that's seen as important, as well as the connection to nature is much more seen as much more important now than when I started. And I really like that switch from people sort of rolling their eyes at you saying, oh, you're a tree hugger, to now it's cool to know about nature and be passionate about it.
Yes, I think this is a plus point of University of Guelph.
Yeah,
and it's just not like the nature. I think it's just so many other aspects that are associated with it, you know, like gardens, flowers, trees.
Yeah.
It's just, I think every university should have somewhat of a space like this.
I agree.
I think it's like, it could also be a getaway for students, you know?
Right.
Just, to take their mind off.
Right. It links to your classwork, but it also links to mental health and just being able to sort of have a break in a place that is good for your brain.
Okay, well, once again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Good.
Appreciate it.